The 345 kilovolt line was first proposed in 1999. The Public Service Commission approved the line 2 years ago, only to have the case reopened last year when the estimated cost rose from $165 million to $424 million. PSC hearing judge David Whitcomb told the crowd that there's a lot of paperwork.
I'm not going to give you a history of the background of the history of this proceeding because it's fairly lengthy and somewhat tortured.
About 20 people spoke for 2 hours in the afternoon session, four in favor and 14 against the line. Park Taylor of Stone Lake made no bones about it.
We in the North are viewed as just an ignorant and irksome populace, a kink in the conduit that is impeding the flow of big money to the south of us. The American Transmission Company, Minnesota Power, and the parent company Elite are all experts in the strategies of deception, distortion, disinformation, and intimidation.
Those in favor of the line worry that development might be hurt and jobs lost if it isn't built. Superior Mayor Dave Ross.
We need to improve the infrastructure within the state of Wisconsin, especially in our power grid. We need to keep up with the growing demand of electricity, not only throughout our state, but throughout our region.
The prevailing theme was from hometowners who live in the transmission line's path. Marianne Lodula of Solon Springs says they'll fight for their land.
ATC will have to take my home and land away through condemnation court. I will stand in front of their dozer with my children, grandchildren, friends, and neighbors. This is my home, and I will not give it up for the greed of the utilities.
The Public Service Commission is expected to review this testimony and make a decision early next year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.